Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2489. The Mike Tyson's Punch-Out Guide to Becoming Quasi-Famous and Inspiring Others by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, before we get to the post, I have to admit, as a kid, one of my favorite video games ever was the very same one that Steve is going to discuss on this episode, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I was obsessed with it. And so it's a real pleasure to be able to read this to you. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Mike Tyson's Punch-Out Guide to Becoming Quasi-Famous and Inspiring Others by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Please tell me you've played Mike Tyson's Punch-Out for the Nintendo Entertainment System. If you have, then you'll understand when I say that it's one of the games that defined my childhood. I can't count the dozens and dozens of hours I spent working my way through the different circuits, beating the crap out of Glass Joe, trying to dodge Bald Bull's charge, and watching in awe as Iron Mike Tyson knocked me out with a single punch. Sure, it's a fun game, easy to play, and almost impossible to master, but there's one reason, above all others, that this game really resonated with me. It's a good underdog story. Little Mac, the main character in Punch-Out, is, to loosely quote the movie Rudy, which is another great underdog story, is 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, and has hardly a speck of athletic ability. Sure, he's not the biggest guy, definitely not the most talented, and he trains by running the streets of New York City in a pink jumpsuit, come on. However, whatever Little Mac lacks in ability and talent, he sure makes up for with intelligence, determination, and heart. Intelligence, to defeat more talented fighters by outsmarting them. Determination, to get up after being knocked down. Heart, to truly believe he could go from a nobody to heavyweight champion of the world with enough hard work. There's just something awesome about a simple dude from humble beginnings who goes on to accomplish greatness, especially a guy that most of us nerds can relate to. Yep, I feel so strongly about this that I ended the previous sentence with a preposition. That's how I roll. But enough about grammar. Let's move on to the real reason I wrote today's article. I want you to be the next great underdog success story. I want you to be the next big thing, because I truly believe you can turn your life around and inspire others. The weight problem in the US continues to go in the wrong direction, so it's up to us to reverse the mojo one person at a time. Whether you become an inspiration for just your circle of friends, your coworkers, or for hundreds of thousands of people, if your story can motivate just one person to make a change and get healthy, then you're a hero in my book. Here is your step-by-step guide to becoming the next Little Mac. Step 1. Decide that you want to make a change. This is incredibly important. If your head isn't in it for the right reason, you won't succeed. Find something that will inspire you to make a change. Your kids, your family, your partner, whatever. Find the motivation you need every single day to level up your life. Step 2, set specific, obtainable goals. Now that your mind is made up, it's time for you to start setting your goals for your journey. I want to lose weight isn't going to cut it. I want to lose 50 pounds by June is a specific goal that you can get behind. Once you've set your goals, you can tailor your diet and workout towards reaching them. If you have a goal to lose a certain amount of weight by a certain amount of time, break that down into months and weeks so you know if you're on track or if you need to make adjustments. Step number 3, weigh in and take a picture. You might hate the way you look and hate being in front of a camera, but still take a picture of yourself. You don't have to show it to anybody or put it up on a website or anything like that. Heck, you don't even have to look at it. Just hold on to it. Secondly, weigh yourself first thing in the morning and make a note of what time and what day of the week you do it. Step 4, tell somebody you're making a change. Some people, like Tyler at 344pounds.com and Steve at 265andfalling.com, have made websites to track their diets, workouts, and weigh-ins to keep themselves accountable. If you're interested in starting a website, you can launch a free blog at wordpress.com to get the ball rolling. Buy an official domain name if you're serious about going global with your story. If you don't want to start a website, feel free to tell family, friends, or coworkers that you're getting in shape and that you would love their support. These are the people who will keep you accountable and keep you motivated. Step 5, keep your stats on a consistent basis. Because you live with yourself every single day, you lucky dog, you probably don't realize any changes when you start to look different if you're losing weight and exercising. So comparing before and after pictures on a monthly or weekly basis will really help you see how far you've come. Secondly, when dealing with the anonymity of the internet, these pictures do wonders for your credibility. Step 6, ask for help when you need it. If you have a blog, write about your struggles. If you have friends, tell them what's working and what's not. If you're keeping this all to yourself, tell me and I'll do what I can. And finally, step 7, inspire others. As you start to get in shape, you might start to receive emails and comments from friends or strangers if online, offering support or asking questions. Go out of your way to respond to every single one of them. These are the people who you could inspire down the road. They say people who are most successful in life are often those who are too busy to be looking for it. I doubt when Tyler set out to lose 150 pounds, he thought his life would change the way it did. Initially, he just wanted to lose weight and take care of his family. Look at him now. Sponsorships, TV and radio appearances, and thousands of lives impacted. It's an awesome story, and one from which you can learn. I firmly believe this next statement. Why not you? Sounds simple enough, right? Why not lose some weight and inspire others to do the same? I bet you have some reservations about telling your story and putting yourself out there. I understand that the internet is a scary place and you might not be ready to step into the spotlight. That's fine. You don't have to plan to end up on television selling products on infomercials or anything like that. As I've said previously, if you manage to only motivate just one other person, you're already a hero in my book. If you're going to lose weight, I think you should document your success and failures in case you do have a dramatic transformation. In case you're not aware, there are hundreds of thousands of people in your exact same situation, struggling with the same things you're struggling with, looking for motivation to succeed. I want you to be that person. Lead by example, and those around you might just do the same. Positive peer pressure and momentum are two very powerful influences in healthy living. You just listened to the post titled, The Mike Tyson's Punch-Out Guide to Becoming Quasi-Famous and Inspiring Others by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So much of what Steve said are things I completely agree with. Rather than repeat all of his suggestions, I want to highlight one that really jumped out at me. Steve said that step one to becoming the next big thing is to decide that you want to make a change. He said that if your head isn't in it for the right reasons, you won't succeed. What he means by that is we have to find a deep-seated reason to begin this journey. If our reason is superficial, like getting a six-pack, well, that may not be enough to keep us motivated. Why not? Well, first, getting a six-pack can be super frustrating. For many, it seems like it's just not happening fast enough. So we can become easily frustrated and give up on this goal. We'll tell ourselves, see, I knew getting a six-pack was impossible. What's the point? So let's say we do end up with that six-pack. Does that mean our journey is now over? I hope not. We want to stay active and fit for as long as we possibly can. Instead, what if our reasons for changing were to be alive and healthy to see my grandchildren walk down the aisle, or to be an example to my partner, children, friends, dog, guinea pig, whatever? These reasons will help keep you motivated when life starts getting in the way. You just need to remind yourself of these deeper reasons every now and then to help you stay on course. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow with another article as usual. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.